WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden is convening a meeting with G7 leaders Sunday to strategize a unified response to Iran's missile and drone strike on Israel. Biden says the U.S. helped Israel intercept the lion's share of the Iranian missiles. CBS's NTS Tayeb watched the skies light up over Tel Aviv.
We've heard the sound of sirens and loud booms, including in areas right across the country, which has just rattled so many people after dozens of drones and potentially missiles. And you can hear the sound of sirens blaring, and you can see some of those interceptions.
Officials say 99% of the more than 200 Iranian drones and missiles were intercepted. Prime Minister Netanyahu posting on social media this hour, quote, "We intercepted, we repelled, together we shall win." CBS's Margaret Brennan on what's next.
So this is really going to be, in many ways, wait and see. Will there be casualties? How much of an impact is there on the ground? That will then determine the Israeli response. The United States is really trying to keep Israel from the escalation risk that could happen here, really trying to keep them from making this into a wider regional war.
And just in, Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says Hamas has rejected the latest hostage deal proposal that is tabled by mediators. Ukraine's Air Force says its air defense systems destroyed all 10 attack drones that Russia launched at Ukraine. The development is unfolding as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called on the House to quickly pass the National Security Supplemental Bill, which would help Israel. Debate on that is still underway. In Australia, police in Sydney say Saturday's deadly stabbing assault on six shoppers at a bustling mall was not terrorism. New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Anthony Cook.
No information we have received, no evidence we have recovered, no intelligence that we have gathered that would suggest that this was driven by any particular motivation, ideology, or otherwise.
The suspect was shot dead by police. Security here in New York is being ramped up ahead of Monday's historic criminal trial of the presumptive Republican presidential nominee.
Prosecutors say that Donald Trump arranged to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels in exchange for keeping quiet that they had sex. With the trial getting underway after many attempts by the Trump legal team to delay it, University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says Trump won't be able to get on the presidential campaign trail as much as he may like.
However, he is not without resources. For one thing, Trump is going to be on social media when he's not in the courtroom, and he's going to be raising hell as only Donald Trump can do.
That's correspondent Jennifer Kuiper. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Food is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Saturday night across Wisconsin, coming to you live from the WMDX studios in Madison. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin all night long. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. Handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia. Visit them now at North Stone Road on Madison and online at LazyOafLounge.com. I love this part of my job here, to give you a world debut of brand new music from one of Madison's favorite bands. It's Cat and the Hurricane, and the name of the new song is called Caffeine and Alcohol. You're going to hear it first right now on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Tell me when my take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I want loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my the caffeine and alcohol in my blood, or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell it. That's all it is. Hurts in the morning. I thought that I could have it all. Love, caffeine, God, alcohol. I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I said.
Civic Media. Cat and the Hurricane there, and On My Way Back. That was from last year. Great song. Caffeine and Alcohol. That is brand new from the Cat and the Hurricane. They sent that to us in the email, rockermusic@civicmedia.us. What a fantastic song.
It's amazing, Jimmy. And we're premiering it right here. You can't even get it anywhere. It'll be available on the April 19th.
Be sure to follow Cat and Hurricane on their socials. The only show on the books on Facebook that I'm seeing is Saturday, August 19th with Damsel Trash.
Wow.
And it's the 10-year anniversary,
I
right,
should say.
Exactly, of Damsel Trash. That's at the Harmony here in Madison. Congratulations to Cat and Hurricane for the new music.
Now, Jimmy, would you believe it if I would tell you that I know of a show that's not on their Facebook?
Yes, I would believe that.
June 22nd, they're going to be right here in the Lair, live with us on Max Inc. Radio.
It's amazing how that happens. Excellent. Good job, man.
Oh.
Hey, we got the Live in the Lair coming up with the Mascot Theory here in just a couple of minutes. But right now, it's Grizzly Adams. He's in studio. He has a show at the Annex tonight. We're going to have a chat with him. He's going to play a song live for us in just a couple of minutes. But let's play one of his recorded songs first. This is called Hungover. It's Grizzly Adams on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Don't mind if you take it back tomorrow. If you just need time to let me know. But if one thing leads to two drinks and you're thinking you're gonna tell me you want me. Well, it's alright in the moment, cause we can't stop the feelings from blowing. You don't know what you got till you're gone. A faded mind tells the truth, and I'm right in front of you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Grizzly Adams there, and the song is called Hungover, and he's playing at the Annex tonight on Regis Street here in Madison, and it's always a pleasure to have the artist stop by before their show.
That's pretty cool, Jimmy. Skrizzly Adams is an international independent artist hailing from New Jersey with over 300 million streams and an array of awards, including 2022 Amazon Breakthrough Artist and winner of an international song competition. Skrizzly Adams is performing tonight at the Annex in the Regent Street Retreat, and Skrizzly and local promoter Jake Olson is bringing him here to Madison, but tonight he's here with Nick Lotto, who is also opening for the show. They stop by the studio. Let's hear all about it. Skrizzly, Nick, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Brogger, happy to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. It's a pleasure.
So, you know, you're from Jersey, right?
Yes, sir.
So, is it like the Sopranos there?
Such a good question. I mean, like, this is the best starting radio question I've ever received. So, you're already off to an amazing start, Brogger. The on the surface answer is yes. It's so accurate. And the first thing that comes to mind for me is, like, the Sopranos is the best show of all time and the most accurate, is the most, like, one of the most popular shows of all time. And when I watch it, I'm like, do people all over the world think they're like characters and they're fictional because they're so silly? I'm like, no. I mean, Nick's from New York also. He's Italian. Like, we know millions of people like that. They're just like guys at the deli. That's just how they act. I mean, the charisma's real.
So in everyday life, is there like a rivalry between Jersey and New York?
Yeah. I mean, there's always an undertone to it. There's always jabs or... a daily thing, I'd say.
What do you think, Nick?
Well, I mean, you know, people are always saying a bridge and tunnel crowd, it's, right?
Yeah,
like Jersey the bridge and tunnel crowd. New York City,
but you have Staten Island. Come on,
mess the vibe up. But
yeah, no, it's,
no, we're friends though.
We're all friends. Yeah. I mean, it's all, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. Skrizzly Adams, a Jersey original, now international indie artist, but we want to know the backstory. How did you start playing music? I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
For sure. I mean, I think the short answer is, like, I'm not one of those people that chose music. Music kind of just chose me. Since the age of 5, I've been playing, like, tons of instruments. By the age of 19, I kind of decided, similar to Nick, actually, at the college age, I decided I really wanted to be a producer and I really wanted to just make records. Had a few breakthroughs where, you know, I saw stuff I was producing hit hundreds of thousands of people, and I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. And it wasn't really till my 20s that I started kind of filling the void of, well, I have these records, why don't I just be the voice for those records? And I know I had I kind of just heard what I wanted and just made my skills mold into that, if that makes sense.
What kind of support network, as you're finding your sea legs with music, figuring out who you are and what you want to do, who was your support network or who gave you the best inspiration to do what you want to do?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is my friend Chris Webby. He's an independent rapper. He's sold he has billions of streams. He sells out shows all over the world. And I was friends with him when I was a teenager and I was a producer for him. And that was kind of the example of, I could produce something and then that day hundreds of thousands of people downloaded it. So it's like, okay, like there is something to this.
Yeah.
And he's always been the kind of trailblazer for that. So shout out my longtime brother, Chris Webby. I think he kind of showed me what works and what doesn't work. And from there, I've been navigating that into, you know, what works for me musically.
Nick, same question to you. I mean, you're from New York. How did you break through and start getting your sea legs on, and where'd you get your inspirations from?
Yeah, I've been playing music since I was a young kid. I think I started like playing cello in second grade, then I moved on to drums, and then picked up a guitar in like fifth grade. But when I got to New York City, it was a lot of just like hustling and meeting people and going to clubs and shows and introducing myself. And I got to audition for Skrizzly Adams' project at the time, and we had been playing like a lot of local shows around the area, and we got this one big opportunity to go on our first national tour, and that kind of broke everything wide open for me as a musician and introduced me to a whole new world with a whole bunch of new exciting moments, and got a lot of great education and experiences from that. So
now you played cello. And you said you've been playing since you're 5.
I play violin. So, are we starting a string quartet?
All right. Well, that brings me to my next question is, what role did your parents play in starting with music?
I'll kick it off. My parents were just like always, I think my mother was always just like had this really like good vibe of like the sky's the limit. Like anything's possible. But she's also like deeply rooted into like realism. You know, she was never delusional. So it was like, if you wanted to do the tour and sell out the show, you have to put in the thousands of hours of work. And like, if you want people to buy the record, like it has to sound good. And like, it's like nothing is handed to you, but you can do it if you want.
Well, that's the support, right? Now I'm talking about like when you first, like, did she make you take piano lessons? Like when you started in music, what role did your parents play?
It's hard to explain. I mean, they were always, no one forced me to do anything. I just always made music. I don't know how to explain it. Since the age of five, like, I just always.
So you had a record collection?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right. Three copies of Moondance. Come on. Yeah, of course.
Nick, how about you? What was your prince?
My parents were
always. You played cello, so, you know.
Oh, my God.
You don't get into cello on your own, right?
Man, I haven't picked up a cello in years. But my parents were always supportive, man, and I was highly encouraged to take lessons when I started playing guitar in fifth grade, but I'm not really good in the classroom, so that didn't last very long. Mm. And I kind of just was self-taught, just listening to classic rock records and playing shows.
So real quick, are you in Grizzly Adams too, Nick? Or
I play lead guitar for him.
You play lead guitar, but you're also a solo artist doing your own set tonight.
Correct.
At the Annex.
Yes, very excited.
How
about
did you two meet? What's the backstory with you
we
guys?
We had a mutual friend who was in my backing band for a while. Said we needed a lead guitarist. Nick showed up to my apartment. I think he played a G chord.
Dude, yeah.
He threw me a guitar. This guy's good. He didn't play anything. I was like, he's good. Let him in.
This is G chord.
I think I got it. I think this one. Okay, rehearsals on Friday. We started playing. I was like, you know, we're going somewhere with this.
A G chord? Do you have a car?
You sat audition. There was no audition. You sat on my bed, played a G chord, and that was it. Like,
he played the G chord on your bed.
That sounds suspect.
That's a little sus.
Not what you think.
A little sus.
Oh, man. Well, we mentioned you won an international songwriting competition, and former winners include Perry, Bastille, Passenger, Vance Joy, and you have 300 million streams? Tell us about the competition and your large social reach.
Sure. I mean, the competition, that's like the biggest songwriting competition, I guess, on Earth. I think the year I entered it, Vance Joy won it, and which doesn't seem fair because that song he had was like 8 times platinum. Like, but shout out Vance Joy, he had like an 8 times platinum song and it won. My song had like no streams and I entered it and I won against like 25,000 other people. So that was cool. Shout out the international.
What was the song?
Songwriting. It was Tipping Point.
Tipping Point. Nice.
Wasn't even my best, in my opinion. Not by any means, but we won that. I mean, you got to realize like at that time, like I didn't really have any traction. I was on Atlantic Records at the time, just shelved. Like there was nothing going on. Like there was no reach. Like I will say this, shout out Madison, Wisconsin. I had like less than 100 monthly listeners on Spotify, no reach. People weren't listening to my music. I was the opening act for L King. I think it was the Majestic here. I had nothing going on. I mean, but she had a top 10 record with X's and O's or something. Mm. And there was a band after me and I walked out in front of, you know, X amount of people, big crowd, solo acoustic. I said, Grizzly Adams from New Jersey. Hope you like the song. Within a few weeks, you know, we got up to 25,000 monthly listeners. Streams started happening. I mean,
that's
it's been a long road since then. A lot of sleeping in the back of the car. But so Madison's kind of the root of that, I'll say. Just a lot of grind. I mean, it's like Nick just released his first single a couple days ago. And I'm just like, it's like every stream's a muscle. Like every fan at the merch table is a muscle. Like you got to work your through way every single time. It's never going to get easier.
It's definitely a boulder you're pushing uphill.
Yeah.
But 3 million streams, dude.
No, 300
million.
300 million. 300
million. And I got 2 gold records too. Actually, I'm pretty proud of that. One's in Switzerland, one's in Canada.
That's amazing, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, appreciate it.
And you were the Amazon breakout artist.
I don't even know what that means.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Amazon supports my music super hard. Actually, a shout out. I was telling Nick just about this. Everyone's like Spotify or like they're just like focusing on all these things that are really competitive. And I'm like, a lot of people don't talk about Amazon. Like Amazon has a big listener base and Amazon pays 2.5 times as much as Spotify does. And it's like if you build your audience up on Amazon, which I've done over the years, and I've had good relations there and I'm constantly giving them, you know, my music. So it's like, I don't know. Like that's kind of worked really well for me. So just a thought, you know?
Wow. That's really interesting. Well, I was going to ask you like what tips for up and coming artists. And that sounds like a pretty big tip there.
Just focus on the things that other people aren't focusing on. That's my 2 cents. I mean, there's always like little niches in there and like, and just connect with the audience. I mean, me and Nick will be at the merch table till they kick us out, signing whatever and everything.
That's right.
So that's the name of the game.
Think like a cat and a pack of dogs.
Yep.
Seriously, you have a new album coming out in the fall. Tell us about the new album and where we can find this. Amazon, I'm assuming.
Oh, it'll be on Amazon. Oh, yeah. Correction. I'm starting to roll out my 4th album in fall. I'd have no idea when it's coming out. Mm. But the first single will come out in fall. I currently have 3 albums out and 1 mixtape. I put out a lot of music. For the first time ever, I'm taking like a couple months. I'm not taking a break. I'm not like going to the beach. I'm like working on the new album. But yeah, I'm really pumped about this 4th album. I'll probably be back here in Madison playing it for you guys. And I know it's my best work. And it'll be everywhere when it comes out. We'll be dropping singles. And bada bing, bada boom, you know?
I love the dropping singles. Nick, you sent us a song. We're going to play that.
I did, yes.
In just a couple of minutes. Tell us about your new music and what you have going on.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I've been kind of, I've been doing a lot of production stuff for a very long time. And I had all these songs sitting on the shelf for so long. And I said, you know what? It's time to do this thing, man. Like, it's now or never. So this song, Chloe, that I released on the 10th, it happened kind of quickly. I think I wrote it, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And yeah, the lyrics and the instrumental just kind of unfolded very naturally. And the song means a lot to me. And it's about the girl that I'm currently with right now, who I love very much. And yeah, it's just it's a real song to me. Shout out Chloe.
Shout out Chloe.
Shout out Chloe.
What was her reaction when you said, here, listen to this?
You know what? She was actually sitting with me while I was writing the song.
Okay. Oh, no surprise factor.
It's crazy. Yeah. It just started happening. It was kind of magic. So we just let it roll, man.
Truly the muse in the room at that moment.
Man.
Like, truly.
So that's really how it happened.
Poetic sense.
And there's video evidence of that, which is very crazy that I should pull up and put out at some
drop
point.
That.
Grizzly day and age of a phone.
Right? You got to get everything, man. You got to get everything.
Does Grizzly ever drop a surprise on a lady here?
Oh, surprise.
Like, no. Hey, this song's about you, or this is a love song. Or hey.
I got this song. Yeah, I mean, I got a good one.
Oh,
I got lots of them, but I got a good one. I got this song coming out on my 4th album. It's been in the vault for a long time. It's real hot. And it's just about like an ex-girlfriend who drinks too much.
Okay.
And like, I really don't like this woman very much. Like, shout out, you know who you are. I'm just like, you want me to bury this song? I reproduced it bigger and better than ever. This one slaps now.
Bigger,
so.
Better than ever. Yeah. I like that. I love that.
Well, Skrizzly Adams, you're playing at the Annex in Madison tonight. And I see you brought your guitar.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So can you play us a song before you go?
I would be honored to. I'm going to play a song called Stains. It is actually the 10-year anniversary of this song. It's my first EP ever released 10 years ago in, I believe, 3 days. And this was the only project that was out when I played my first ever show here in Madison, Wisconsin. That kind of took off a little bit.
It's a homecoming for the song, maybe.
It's homecoming for the song, yes.
It's Grizzly Adams live on Max Inc on Civic Media.
We're doing it. We ready to roll, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'd give them hell if I had the chance. Yeah, this parking lot ain't no place to dance. Yeah, the devil don't know what's in his hands. And I swear I'd flinch, the shot went past. Concrete jungles will never last. So bury me with these stains upon my hands. Hey! Yeah, well, they say life is what you got. You're gonna take your chance and miss your shot. Cause it's words like this that you're gonna hear a lot. They'll shine your shoes and take your spot. With just a worn down ties in this parking lot. It'll take some stains to know just what we've got. Thank you so much. That was Stains.
Very nice. Grizzly Adams live at the Annex tonight with Nick Lotto. I'm sure tickets are still available. Go down and see Jake. Tell him the guys over at Max Inc. Radio, we say hi. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you. Nick Lotto, we're going to play your song right after the commercial break here. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Love it.
Brats, brandy, cow chips. And great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Sync Radio, radio for the people. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Work and Ignition. Before that, we heard Nick Lotto from New York and his song Chloe. Nick is going to be playing with Grizzly Adams tonight at the Annex on Regent Street. Get down there if you want to see a good show. What a great couple of guys, Rocker. They were, I mean, the live set from Grizzly was great. And Nick's music is great. A great conversation.
They were a lot of fun. It was. Great guys.
Definitely. Thanks for coming in.
You know, well-spoken, just good guys.
Shout out to Jake Olson for hooking us up and steering them down here to the studio tonight. We really appreciate you, Jake. Midwest Mix Up. Of course, get the full calendar at the Annex on their webpage. JBK and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live in Madison on WMDX. We're out in Waukesha on 101 FM, The Shaw, and 540 AM WAUK. That is a powerhouse of an AM station, by the way, from the north suburbs of Chicago up to just south of Green Bay and Sheboygan or something like that. It's big.
Right up the lake.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all listening in. Of course, those of you up in Green Bay on WGBW, happy to have you along with us as well. Rocker Matt from Doughboys dropped off this deep dish pizza out here. I had a couple
sure
bites. You've almost destroyed half the pie already, dude.
That's a deep dish, Jimmy. I'll tell you, that's a big pizza. Meatballs, sausage, mushrooms, plenty of sauce.
Oh, my goodness.
It's got to be like 2.5 inches tall.
It's so good. The sauce, dude. The crust is so delicious. I think the crust and the sauce, obviously, are the two things, in my opinion, that make a pizza. And Doughboy's Pizza has checked the box on each of them. So good.
They're pretty good, Jimmy. Detroit style pizza, too.
Well, this is a Chicago stuff style, I believe. That's not in Detroit. But
I
should have
said, and Detroit
right.
styles as well.
You like that Detroit with the crispy crust on the edge.
Yeah, the cheese. I got one last week. That's why I guess I'm mentioning it. And the cheese that's like on the side, it hits the side of the pan and it kind of crusts up a little. Yeah. Wow.
Good stuff. Doughboys Pizza, Northgate Mall and North Sherman Avenue. Search them online at Doughboys Pizza Madison. Rocker, tomorrow here on Max Inc. Radio, we kick off things bright and early at 4 a.m. 4 to 6 is Max Inc. Americana. And then at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, it's Max Inc. Sunday night. We got Rocker's Closet. We're going to take a look at the Max Inc. live music calendar. Terry Barr will check in with Bar Notes. An encore presentation of tonight's Live in the Lair and Max Inc. Heavy. With Michelle and I, Apex Aurora will be on the show. And dude, the Max Inc. Top 10. Now we'll kick everything off at 6 o'clock. And I wanted to talk about the Top 10. It's going to be a great show tomorrow. There's a lot of good music. There's only three bands that repeated from my subjective pick from last week that are in this week's countdown. And dude, there was a lot of shares. There was close to, I think, just under 900 votes for the top 10 this week. So 900 votes in the poll on Facebook, and it was been shared around so much, and that's great.
Wow.
That shows your enthusiasm out there in Wisconsin about the local music scene and supporting your local artist, and we're very thankful that you do that.
Well, I think it's going to grow, too, because in the future, Broad Jam's going to be handling our voting, which is going to allow for even a larger voter base and a more accurate, just a great list.
Yeah.
Top 10s every week.
That's actually breaking news, Rocker. You just let the kitty out of the bag there.
Oh, we talked about it before.
Yeah. Speaking of Broad Jam, Roy Elkins is going to be on the show next week.
That's right. And he's now breaking news. He's the president of Whammy right now. So we're going to hear from him and Jason, the old president, and they're going to kind of talk about tossing the baton over.
And Whammy. And that's happening May 19th. At the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. All right, we got, so I want to remind you, everybody, just tune in tomorrow night, 6 p.m. here on Civic Media for the Max Inc. Top 10. Top 10 songs of this week voted on by you, the fans. We thank you for that. Music on the way from 7,000 Apart. That's brand new music. That'll be a world debut here. Actually, we played it last week. I'm being over dramatic right now. But this song right here, this band right here, they had the Max Inc. matinee last weekend. Blew off the roof on the High Noon Saloon. Here's Automatic Lover and Helena's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
imagino ya vivirla sin tu piel.
Come on, come on, baby, you are mine and yours. You and I for so long. Come on, come on, baby, she's right, you know. I'm the luckiest thing in the world. Come on, come on, baby, you are mine and yours. You and I for so long. Come on, come on, baby, this is how I feel. This is how.
Elena, tú que estás bien buena. Elena, tú que estás bien buena. Elena, tú que estás bien buena.
Lover and Helena, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We debuted this song last week. It's so good. This is 7,000 Apart and Started a Fire.
Started a fire, I'm gonna let it burn. I live.
7,000 Apart. Song is called Start a Fire on Max Inc. on Civic Media. You can catch that single right now on their Spotify page. Hopefully 7,000 Apart will be coming to Wisconsin this summer. That would be great. Hope you're having a great evening. We have a double dip of Magic Conch for all you SpongeBob fans out there coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, these guys have a show coming up, The Harmony, on Saturday, April 27th. It's the Civil Engineers on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.